Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Bible balloons invade North Korea. It's been going on for many years, really. Bright orange balloons bearing scriptures in the Korean language float over the northern border of South Korea into the southern section of North Korea and on up. No DMZ minefield can stop them. Kim Jong-il's 1 million-man army never shoots them down. Angry-faced soldiers can't stare them away. They glide for miles at a time, filled with helium and punctured by an ever-so-small opening that guides them almost scientifically to designated portions of the Hermit Kingdom. Delighted children find them in a field and run them home to aging grandmas and grandpas who weep over them if they are of the remnant church still surviving in horror land, or they puzzle over them if they are of the great majority who have been brainwashed and totally uninformed about the outside world. Hundreds of thousands of these plastic missionaries have been sent out by dedicated South Koreans and their missionary cohorts. No one knows the full effect of their flights, but reports confirm that at least some have found their mark. Lives have been touched forever. Mr. Kim simply cannot keep the word of God out of North Korea. It is not bound. A little comes in on airwaves, a little on tapes. A few Bibles get where they were intended to go. Oh, the precious, life-giving word of God. Let us pray for the success of this foolish balloon ministry which is confounding the wise regime of death. And thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts, resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.